Brainwave patterns are an essential part of our mental state and play a critical role in how we feel and act. They have a significant impact on our consciousness, and it's fascinating to understand how they work. Beta is our normal waking conscious state, which occurs when we are alert and engaged. It's the state we're in during our day-to-day activities. Alpha is a relaxed, drowsy self-hypnosis state, which we can achieve through meditation or relaxation exercises. In this state, our brains operate in the 7 to 14 Hz range, and it is the ideal time to place positive affirmations and imagery into the subconscious mind. Theta is a deep self-hypnosis and light sleep state, and it's where our brain operates in the 3 to 7 Hz range. This state provides a gateway to our subconscious mind, which can help us to reprogram our old and limiting beliefs into new and more empowering ones. Delta is the deep sleep or coma state, and our brain generates brainwaves of 0.5 to 3 Hz, which occurs during our sleep cycles at night. It's interesting to note that children between birth to 2 years are in the delta brainwave pattern. When children are 2 to 6 years old, the main brainwave pattern they show is theta. And from 6 to 12 years old, the main brainwave pattern is alpha. These patterns indicate that children from birth to 12 years old are essentially in hypnosis most of the time and are highly suggestible. Our subconscious mind is like a programmable hard drive, and the messages we get from our external world, both positive and negative, go directly into the operating system of our subconscious mind. This explains why we form most of our subconscious mind patterns and beliefs in our early years. Self-hypnosis can help us reprogram our subconscious mind to replace old outmoded and limiting beliefs with positive and powerful new beliefs. This can be achieved by inducing the brainwave patterns of alpha and theta, which replace our negative self-talk with positive and empowering self-talk. In self-hypnosis, the subconscious mind is ready to be programmed, and this is the ideal time to use affirmations and positive imagery to facilitate a desired change. Positive imagery is especially effective because the subconscious mind works best with symbols and imagery. In self-hypnosis, we can move past the conscious critical part of our mind and access the operating system of our subconscious, where all our pre-programmed thoughts and behaviors lie. This is why having our dreams and desires in our conscious mind is not enough, and they need to be placed into the subconscious deep mind, where they will continue to work in the background. The more you practice self-hypnosis, the better you become at it, and research has shown that it's a skill that you can improve over time. By regularly practicing self-hypnosis, you can move past the mind chatter and negative self-talk that usually accompanies your waking consciousness and enter a deep state of relaxation and heightened awareness, where you can create new positive beliefs and improve your overall well-being.